The 19 rising juniors from Brooklyn probably don't often go to a classroom that looks like the one here on the shores of Onondaga Lake.
He's a little feisty. This fish, also being more advanced, has the spiny rayed fins.
They took part in a research project to catalog what kind of fish were caught in a big net. And they learned about the different species, adaptations, and ecosystem, as well as the lake's recovery. Dylan John and Ariana Hancock aren't exactly used to picking up live fish to help identify them.
I got to hold the fish, and the fish felt so weird, because I'm used to holding fish probably when it's cooked. But this is like fresh fish, like it's still living, and it was nice to have like this sort of life in my hand.
It was really fun, something very different. I'm used to them being on my plate and me not touching them, but it's still very cool.
The students are part of the Sponsors for Educational Opportunity program. They chose to take part and do activities starting in ninth grade. Here, SUNY ESF students help them through a variety of activities and environments. Training coordinator Brandon Murphy and the college students are sharing their passion.
We're hoping some of that enthusiasm for the environment they pick up on, as well as just some other ideas that we expand their idea of what they could go to college and study. People's perceptions of science tends to be more like biology, chemistry. They don't know sort of the nuance that's available and things like ecology and environmental engineering. So we're hoping to kind of broaden their horizons in terms of college majors and also careers.
Ariana and Dylan are open to the new experiences and the learnings.
The stream ecology, we definitely study the different microorganisms and macroorganisms in furnace stream. It's so cool because you get really up close with the animals, and it's not something we can do back home.
What resonated with me was probably environmental engineering, because I found it very interesting that so much can go into something so little. Like in the city, we don't really think about the environment much. However, it was such a big part of life.
Many of the students in the program are from immigrant families or from single-parent and low-income homes, and more than 4 out of 5 will be the first member of their family to attend college. Chris Bolt, WAER News.